Jake and Amy.
I hate fruit flies.
Starting right in. Seriously. Coming in hot.
I hate little things with wings.
I know. They're so pesky.
They're, you know, we're sitting here trying to do our job and there's a freaking fruit fly.
Yeah.
From and, where?
Well, what do fruit flies even do? Like, do they have some kind of evolutionary purpose?
I mean, truly, I have no idea. Do you have food in here somewhere?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. Can they get through the little screens on windows?
Oh, I'm sure. You know? They're tiny, tiny.
Yeah.
Sitting here, just minding my own business. Jeez.
Okay. Right up top, first thing.
What? Well, what episode are we?
Episode 14. And it's Father's Day today.
Are we episode 14?
Yeah, we are.
Yes, it is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to our dads. We
firstly,
love them.
Yeah, firstly, happy Father's Day to both of our dads. I feel lucky to have some in-laws here that are very nice to me and lovely to me. And not just nice, they're
to your
loving.
Face.
To my face.
Just kidding. No, they love you a lot.
And then to my own dad, who...
is also pretty nice to you.
Yeah. Pretty darn nice. He said when we went back to Boise, I sat in at a gig that they had, and he was like, you know, you could move back anytime you want. He was like really excited.
Oh, I heard. Yeah. No amount of guilt on me.
You know, I will give you credit, though. When we discussed moving, you were very upfront with me that, like, if it was anything that I didn't want to do, that we shouldn't do it. So I feel very much that moving was just as much my decision, if not more my decision than anything. Because mm-hmm. You doubted this move, I think, more than I did.
Well, moving is scary, especially when it's 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
That's hard. So yes, we are constantly separated from someone that we love. So we love you, Quinn. I love you. You have put up with me since day one. Mm-hmm. Truly. And that I feel like your dad and I have a lot in common.
You do. You guys...
We love to cook together. Yeah, that's like our jam.
You guys talk about cooking like I can't relate in the ways that you guys are creative with cooking.
I can't wait. They're going to be here. Quinn and Shirley will be in town in a couple weeks, actually, which is crazy.
Maybe we'll have to have them on again.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we should. They'll be here on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then my dad, you know, I love him so much. And I just have the fondest memories of like being little and fishing and golfing and doing all sorts of outdoor things. So
working at
he's always there for us.
The pawn shop and the pet store. And,
oh yeah. Always a family business. So we got good men in our lives. And also I do want to say happy Father's Day to our brothers, Adam.
Yep.
And Tyler.
Yep.
And Timmy.
Yep.
Dads all the way around. We love you guys. Sorry. And I have like something in my gross throat.
It's okay. Oh, and a shout out, a shout out to Jonathan as well.
And Kyle.
He's a dad. And Kyle.
Gosh, we have so many.
Lots of dads.
We love you guys. Anyway.
Okay, so
I went from fruit flies to dads.
I'm going to go back to fruit flies and what that made me think of.
What?
The mosquitoes here are huge.
It's the state bird.
It is the state
bird. I'm not kidding. That's kind of the joke.
It's unreal how big they are. They're not...
How disgusting was it today when I killed a mosquito and there was someone else's blood on me?
I know. It's gross. I'm used to mosquitoes. I mean, I've always had... I remember going up to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho and staying... technically, it was Twin Lakes, Rathdrum, Idaho, where my grandmother lived. And I, on the back of one calf, I had over 30 bug bites, like mosquito bites.
You got the sweet blood.
Yeah. And... they've always been around. I mean, I've never not had a summer where mosquitoes weren't biting me, but I've never seen them this big.
They are big. I remember as kids, for some reason, this would not happen to me, but Samantha and Laura would wake up in the morning and they would, at some point throughout the summer, be bit on their eyelid.
Bleh.
Yeah. So I'm talking a swollen eye from a mosquito. So gross.
Can't close those
eyelids. And ticks. What did we find today? Yep.
Found another deer tick on our little puppy pup.
So we spent the day today out in Green, which is where I'm from, at my brother's house. And they have 3 acres. So the dogs kind of get to roam around. And if you live in Maine, you know the ticks suck. I mean, that's literally. But they are bad. I mean, the worst in the country, probably, I could say.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And so it's kind of inevitable that they're going to get one on them. But Sarah is on tick medication, and, you know, I don't think we had seen one this year yet. Or we did, but it was Anywho,
yeah,
we get home today after being out in Green. Jake and I are crashing on the couch. We get the dog to snuggle with us, and I just so happened to feel it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even in her, thank goodness. But I how weird is it that I just grabbed that yeah. one spot?
And you looked at me, you like were grabbing her kind of by the chest. You're like, what is this? And you like kind of pointed at your finger. I was like, ah, let me look. And I pulled, I
and
basically
you freaked out.
Yep. I basically pulled some hair out, like a clump of her hair. And it was like wriggling in there. And I was like, ah. and I didn't throw it this time, but
you
I dropped
did.
It and like,
meh. So the thing with ticks. Obviously, the best thing you can do is something preventative. So Sarah is on, what is she on?
NexGard.
You know, there's Bravecto. There's all sorts of tick preventables, I guess. But you also just have to do checks all the time, including on yourself. So when you find one, if it's not attached, I mean, there's different, I guess, viewpoints on this. You can either put in a plastic baggie and save it. Should your dog or yourself start to develop symptoms, then they can test that tick to see if it's the yeah. type that carries Lyme disease.
That's what the CDC recommends, apparently, is to just save them so that they right. can do the research on whatever they
but
need
not to be disgusting, we actually have like 5 bags in our freezer. And at this point, it's kind of like this one today was an honor. So I have a handy dandy trick that Caroline told me about. So when it's crawling around, you need to dispose of it, right? You can flush it or you can try to like squish it, but to be honest, they're pretty hard to squish. You just get really I got packing tape and I literally yeah. stuck that little sucker and taped it on the other side, so stuck between 2 pieces of tape.
You could I bet scotch tape would work too, but that
yeah,
is a brilliant solution.
Yeah, they can't move.
They can't move, they're gonna die. You can look at it and like kind of inspect it if mm-hmm. you know, if you want to determine what kind of tick it is.
Well, and that's why I like the packing tape, because it's clear.
Yeah.
You know. Or ours was.
A hot tip.
So
hot
anywho,
main tip.
Fruit flies, dads, and ticks. What else we got?
Mosquitoes. I said mosquitoes.
Oh, and mosquitoes.
I'll just keep going. I'm gonna talk about my weekend, basically. The reason I saw so many dang mosquitoes, I was playing the first wedding of the season last night mm-hmm. out at this wonderful farm. And it was the barn at Flanagan Farm. Mm-hmm. Really cool.
In Buxton, like, Maine.
Really cool venue. Reminded me a lot of kind of a, you know, a Maine version of a Stillwater.
Now I'm just really itchy.
Back home.
I know. Sorry.
But yeah, we ended up sitting out. They had this cool campfire. And when you're, for people that work at weddings, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, kind of part of the help at weddings. Mm-hmm. As a musician, you're really not being catered to. Like, so when we're, think about any of the catering staff at a wedding, like, when do they eat, you know? Like,
they eat before they go to work.
Right. Or, mm-hmm. like, they're, you know, dinner time is not really dinner time for them. It's mm-hmm. And same with us on some level. We kind of, though this is taken care of in the contracts, a lot of the time it's, you know, we have to, like, find odd seating and...
You have to go sit at a table with people?
No, not at the wedding. Not
oh,
like, no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
That's so weird.
That's the, but so last night we were out, all
so
seven
sorry.
Of us, had our plate of food out like in front of this campfire. So we ate in these Adirondack chairs out by a campfire. And, it was really nice. We all just like kind of talked. There was a singer that was originally from Brazil, and there was, the keyboard player was recently moved from Australia and
do his accent.
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay. So let me just say this, you know, obviously I'm not going with Jake to these gigs, but when he gets these assignments, if you will, and he says yes or no to them, they have kind of nicknames on them. And what's your nickname, Jake?
My nickname, because I am the northernmost guitar player for this particular group, is the Prince of the North. So
yes.
When it shows up, I'm Jake, the Prince of the North, Van Papegem. And I walked in and everybody's kind of, it's so interesting because basically I'm meeting new musicians every time I play one of these things. And I walked in and everybody's kind of getting set up and I'm like putting my stuff down. And this guy, Steven, he's like, oh, who's this Prince of the North that's coming? Sounds like a real play. How do you get that nickname?
And it was you.
And I turned around. I was like, oh, it's me.
I live here. And, I live in the north.
Yeah. And everybody had driven, Sarah, the singer, kind of the lead, the band
Not
leader.
Our dog.
Not our dog. She lives about 40, 50 minutes south of us. So she drove less than an hour. But everybody else was driving at least an hour and a half.
And typically you're also driving that far.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's just how it works.
A lot of these gigs are in Massachusetts, but not this year. And they're like, oh, where are you from? I was like, I am literally 10 minutes down the road. And they're like, no way.
Party at Jake's.
Yeah.
Party at the Prince of the North.
I wanted to offer, like, does anybody need anything before you go home? But like,
what is with this freaking fruit flight? Jake, take care of it. You're my husband. Provide for me.
I will. As soon as I see it, I will grab it.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about the mosquitoes being so big, though, is that they're big enough to just, like, literally just grab them. You know what I mean? You can just, like, and just squeeze the life out of them.
Woo!
Anyway.
Yeah, anyhow.
That's basically my two things. It's wedding season. I have a doubleheader next weekend. It's going to be wild.
Yeah, and then, like I said, your parents will be here, like, basically the week after that, the week of the 4th.
Yep.
Woo! Party.
It's gonna be a good time.
What was the song Rich wanted me to sing today?
Oh, the
We Are the Children. Wait, no, wait.
It's that Michael Jackson song, right?
Oh, I don't want to sing Michael Jackson. Gross.
I want to hear other people's thoughts on that if they're boycotting Michael Jackson's
music.
Yeah,
you know.
We played some songs last night, and it was the first time I've played them since I watched that documentary. I've specifically chosen not to play Michael Jackson.
I can't. I don't want to talk about it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I would love to hear everybody's thoughts. It's kind of hard. I mean, anyway, that music is such a part of pop culture.
Yeah, well, it still is. It's just now with recent, I shouldn't even say recent because I think a lot of that information has been out for some time, but the most recent documentary.
Yeah.
Leaving Neverland is pretty traumatizing to just watch it, let alone to be the two that experienced that.
Right.
The two that have come forward that said they experienced
come
that.
Come forward, yeah.
Ugh, I can't talk about it. I don't know. I have nothing to say.
Real talk, getting to recording this episode was a little bit of a struggle today.
I just ate too much food, if I'm being honest. We were out in and out all day. I think I was just exhausted. Jake and I passed out on the couch with the dog after we filmed the tick for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And getting up was hard. I could have slept through the night, but I knew I wouldn't feel very well. So I'm glad we did get up and get moving.
That's such an odd place.
Napping.
I think we were both, for a couple of reasons, just really worn down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we've physically been really active. I mean, as far as like just our jobs and kind of our social schedules have required a lot of us physically and over the last week. And there's some, I think we're fighting off some kind of allergies, blah, 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 lack of sleep. And it just kind of accumulated.
Yeah, it was hard sitting here, but I'm glad we're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway. What else do we have?
I don't know if we're going to release
this. No, we'll release it. It'll just be short.
Oh, Lord help me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, new Netflix series.
Yeah. Dead to Me.
It's called Dead to Me.
So good.
Everybody that I've talked to about it that has already watched it, mainly a coworker and my sister, have like already gotten through the whole thing.
The problem with what's on television right now, and I say streaming television, is there are so many shows. Like I could list off, like right now, I just realized we need to finish Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
Which is so good. I've already seen it, but I want Jake to finish it. But there is so much on between Netflix, Hulu. I could stay in for the rest of my life just watching television that I want to watch, which is super depressing in its own right.
And everybody wants to talk about the latest show. And there's no end to the next new thing. So, you know what I mean?
Well, I think it comes in, I mean, you're right. I think it comes in spurts, though, because there are times when there's really not much I do feel like sitting around to watch. But right now, there is a lot I want to watch. So, I don't know. I kind of hate that, though, at the same time.
I agree.
I feel like I haven't been as physically active as I need to be because I'm sitting my little bum on the couch.
I can't, at what point does being a little bit lazy breed feeling more lazy. You know what I mean? Like more tired. Mm-hmm. Like, at what point, I don't know the answer, and I don't know if anybody does, but it's almost like the more we decide to not do something, the more we feel like we don't have it in us to do something.
Yeah.
So you just kind of give in to like, oh, well, guess we'll put on Hulu.
I don't know. I go back and forth.
I agree.
Sometimes I sit there and I feel so like, eh, I need to get up and do something. It almost pushes me in a weird way. So I see both sides.
But there's like nothing I like more than after a long day, just sitting down and putting on some GOT.
Yeah. Just got to finish it. We're like 2 episodes left. It is so boring this season.
Yeah.
Seizing.
We
seasoning.
So the way I've been describing how we have watched the final season of Game of Thrones is just fast forwarding through battle scenes.
And it's not even good battle scenes.
They are so long and unnecessary. And I get it, like, for people that were really, really into it and like read the books.
My
rosé
is dripping.
They were like really into the books and like the, you know, almost like somebody would.
Well, if you kind of followed it. Right, sure. It's, yeah.
It's
a trilogy, but it's not a trilogy.
So like the big battles are probably a big payoff, but it's just like, oh yeah, well, there goes a sword through a zombie. Sweet.
Right. It's kind of just
20 minutes of that.
Yeah. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
I'm just ready for it to be over, to be honest
Agreed.
With you.
I just want to know why everybody was
so
angry.
We can just skip to the last episode. I mean, I already know why people are angry. The season sucked. Even before the final, even before the final episode of season 8 was out with the final ending, people weren't happy with
it. Yeah.
So.
Who knows? Who knows why it sucked? Actually, I bet a lot of people do know why it sucked. Anyway, Hollywood, you guys.
Okay.
What else?
Honey, I don't know.
I will say Crazy Rich Asians I heard mixed stuff about, but it's such a feel-good movie. Like, it's so...
You haven't just finished
enjoyable.
It yet.
Yeah, but that's fine. I still like it so far.
Something bit me. I think it was the fruit fly.
Huh? Do fruit flies bite?
They can. They're like little gnats.
Ugh.
A lot of gross things here in Maine.
Yeah.
Ew. I'm going to go get the calamine lotion.
Right now?
I mean, I'm kind of itchy. Are you itchy?
Not really.
Look at that.
Tiny little bite just popping up on Amy's arm. Anyway, well, they can't see it. I gotta describe it. You gave me the weirdest look.
This is the worst
right
episode ever. I love you. It's Jake's show from now on. Bye.
Oh, let's just call it. We didn't have much. We're tired.
I'm so sorry.
We hope you all had a wonderful Father's Day.
Yes.
All right.
I love you. Maybe we'll do a redo.
No. Be good to each other. That's it. That's my sign off.
Ow.
Just smacked my own leg.
Bye. Do, 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 do. It's the short list with Jake and Amy.